Yesterday, I talked about the New Year's Day custom of many birders noting the first bird of the year, and I decided to play fortune teller, making predictions about what kind of year people would have based on the first bird they saw. I posted the script on my blog, and suddenly people were plying me with queries about what other species of birds foretold. So I fleshed out the list a bit more. If your first bird of the year was a bald eagle, this year you may develop an unexpected interest in fish or fall in love with a Pisces. Whether or not either of those things happens, you'll certainly have a year marked with strength, tenacity, and resourcefulness. If your first bird was an American robin, you may have a year filled with interesting travel that will prove enjoyable even though you'll never bring an itinerary. Part of the time, expect to feel convivial and sociable, but part of the time you're going to feel very prickly about others invading your personal space. If you're lucky enough to see a tufted titmouse first, expect that this year, when you see something that arouses your curiosity, you'll not be able to stop yourself from fully investigating. You may spend more time with close family members than with others this year, but unlike some relatives I could name, when you're headed somewhere, you'll go straight there, no undulating about it. Seeing a double-crested cormorant as your first bird promises a year in which you'll explore your world more deeply than usual. Some people may not recognize your true character and attractiveness, but those who know you best all see how wonderful you really are. You'll have a good year working with your team. If your first bird was a dark-eyed junco, you should be very well-grounded all year. You may find yourself making more fascinating exits than entrances. If your first bird was a common raven, this would be an excellent year to take the SATs, since you'll be at your peak in both verbal and mathematical skills. You'll find family communications are at their peak, too. You may occasionally find yourself picking on those who seem weaker, but you won't mean it maliciously. Seeing a pine siskin first may indicate that you're headed for an extraordinarily sociable year. People who think they know all about you may be surprised at your unexpected comings and goings, but you'll know exactly where you are and why. Many people see pigeons as their first bird of the year. Pigeons signify a year centered on home and hearth. You are far more intelligent and interesting than most people suspect, but you don't care in the least that you are underestimated. You'll thrive no matter what. A woman in South Texas asked about her first of the year, a buff-bellied hummingbird. My prediction is that she's going to zero in on the competition this year and not give an inch. Her year will be marked with feistiness and high energy levels, and also with beauty. 2011 may be exceptionally sweet for her, but more with regard to diet and surroundings than her character. It's been fun creating these predictions. They each just popped into my head as I thought about each bird. But I expect they'll hold just as true as this year's horoscopes are having our palms read. Foretelling the future really is for the birds. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.